Good evening. I'd like to call the Planning Commission special meeting Tuesday, May 31st, 2016 to order. Can I get a roll call, please?
Commissioner King?
Here.
Commissioner Fowler Payne?
Here.
Commissioner Mack?
Here.
Commissioner Martin?
Here.
Chair George?
Here. You get to stand and follow Commissioner Fowler Payne in the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'll move on to agenda review. Do any of the commissioners wish to revise any items on the agenda? No? Hearing none, we'll move to community comments. There's no one in the community here, so... Oh, sorry. I didn't see you sitting on the side there. This is the time we invite community members to come and speak on items not on tonight's agenda. Did you wish to speak on anything not on tonight's agenda? Okay. Then I'll close community comments and move to written comments. And we have an additional memo tonight received.
That's correct. That's the only piece of correspondence from Judith Bernstein.
And we'll move on to the consent agenda approval of minutes. We have none. And public hearing, item 8A, consideration of development code amendment case number 16-0002, amending titles 5 and 16 of the Aurora Grande Municipal Code relating to medical marijuana cultivation and medical marijuana delivery services. If we could please get a staff report.
Thank you, Chair George. Good evening, commissioners. Tonight's item is a modification in part of an ordinance that was recently adopted by City Council with a recommendation from your commission. Very briefly, the background includes, as you are aware, the Medical Marijuana Regulation and Safety Act signed into law by Governor Brown in October 2015. In November 2015, the City Council considered implications of the MMRSA and directed staff to come back with an ordinance. And you may recall at that time there was some hubbub about a March 1st deadline, which we had concerns regarding local control. So in December of 2015, the Planning Commission held a public hearing and on a 3-2 vote adopted a resolution recommending that the City Council adopt an ordinance to expressly make clear that all cultivation and medical marijuana collectives, cooperatives, and dispensaries, including mobile dispensaries, are prohibited in all zones throughout the city. And this was to preserve the city's local control and avoid ambiguity in enforcement matters. The Commission also commented at that time that specific review and reevaluation of banning all cultivation should be considered in the future. In January, the Council introduced and adopted that ordinance. And then in March, the Council directed staff to revise the ordinance to allow limited amounts of personal cultivation and limited delivery services. So as regards cultivation, the council has received testimony both with concerns regarding cultivation of medical marijuana and requests to allow it and to legally grow medical marijuana for medical use. The ordinance before you is crafted with provisions that are intended to allow reasonable area and restrictions yet reduce potentially significant nuisance issues that may remain a concern for community residents. So this is a summary on the slide of some of the provisions in the ordinance. Very briefly, it is for the personal use of the qualified patient, that it be located inside a detached single-family dwelling, but not within a kitchen, bathroom, or occupied bedroom. In an area no more than 50 square feet and 10 feet in height that may be devoted for the cultivation, I must have all compliance with California Building Code. It's not visible from the exterior of the property. Lighting is limited. Flammable and combustible materials are prohibited for its use. And that it shall not adversely affect the health or safety of the occupants of other property in the vicinity and shall not be maintained in a manner as to constitute a hazard. That's the basis of those provisions. And there is the provision that landlords may prohibit medical marijuana cultivation by tenants. And the enforcement essentially remains on a complaint basis. As regards deliveries, this was a little more difficult as the landscape is continuing to evolve, you know, regarding the state law and potential ballot measures and so forth. And we are fortunate enough to have Assistant City Attorney David Hirsch help craft an ordinance that actually regulates deliveries in this kind of complicated landscape. But essentially, the MMRSA addresses delivery of marijuana to qualified patients by dispensaries that will be licensed, and these will be licensed under the new regulations probably coming in January 2018. There'll be requirements regarding delivery entities to carry copies of licenses, maintaining copies of the patient's requests, and this will be in compliance with federal and state laws regarding protecting confidential medical information. There's a number of considerations. First, under current law, the primary caregiver may deliver, again, medical marijuana to a qualified patient. However, this is narrowly defined by the courts, and you know, in that, they must be actively involved in the patient's care and not just providing medical marijuana. That the permit you could permit medical deliveries from legal medical marijuana dispensaries, and then it's a little easier, but there's no dispensaries in this area, so that's going to make it a bit more complicated. Medical marijuana delivery services, and because of this, kind of operate in this gray area, and that at some point, the collectives and cooperatives will eventually be eliminated, and until that time, we're just dealing with this particular landscape. So if I've conveyed the complicated nature of this, that was my intention. Again, we found a way, Mr. Hirsch has found a way to get at what we believe the council was desiring, which was to allow some way for folks in our city to be able to legally obtain medical marijuana from a delivery, mobile delivery service. So this proposed ordinance allows a permitting scheme to allow us local control on who engages in the delivery of marijuana, both through issuing a permit and revoking a permit if necessary. The proposed ordinance will provide for procedures to select up to 3 delivery services. They must meet standards to protect public health and safety. Drivers who deliver medical marijuana will receive a permit after appropriate background checks, and that's conducted by the Rio Grande Police Department. There's a set of fairly rigorous criteria that applicants must address, including their experience, safety procedures, record keeping, quality of their product, including testing, labeling, and packaging. And there are provisions for insurance and additionally revocation procedures. We were very pleased to be able to meet with members of Elite Care. They're a delivery entity that work in the region. And they gave us some very good information, much of which was incorporated into the proposed ordinance in front of you. Some of the items may or may not be stringent or not stringent enough. A couple that we've identified include delivery hours that are proposed right now at 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and also delivery location restrictions, and that's making sure we remain outside a radius of 1,000 feet from schools and public libraries, youth facilities and parks, so forth. So with all that, it is recommended that the Planning Commission adopt the resolution this evening recommending that the City Council adopt an ordinance amending Section 1662.010 and 1662.050 of Title 16 of the Arroyo Grande Municipal Code, Development Code, relating to medical marijuana cultivation, as well as amending Section 1662.070 and adding Chapter 595 to Title 5, and that's relating to deliveries of medical marijuana or medical cannabis products. With that, I'm available to answer questions. Assistant City Attorney David Hirsch is here, as well as Police Chief, and we'll be happy to answer questions.
Thank you. The commissioners have any questions for Director McClish? Commissioner Mack? Oh, Mr. Martin, you want to start?
I wasn't sure if someone else was going to also step up. I have two questions. First, if you look at the ordinance under Section 4C2, it talks about detached single-family dwelling. Does that mean that the way this ordinance is, that if I live in an apartment and I'm seeking medical marijuana that or want to cultivate marijuana, I'm not going to be allowed to? So the way this ordinance is written, there are no apartments or condos or attached housing will qualify as a approved location. It's only going to be a detached single-family dwelling?
That is the way the ordinance has been structured, yes.
Okay, thank you. And the other one, when I think it comes to delivery, there may not be dispensaries at this point in the area, but I'm wondering if, some way, somehow, a dispensary gets approved and constructed. I'm assuming it would be in county area rather than the city, area. Is there anything in this ordinance that will allow the dispensary to be involved in the delivery of medical marijuana to a local citizen? Or is it just, or is it going to be silent? I guess I'm a little confused because we don't currently have dispensaries, so it's a little awkward. Can I get some clarification, please?
They could qualify as a delivery service, although we are limiting the number to three. Mm-hmm. There may or may not be permits available if one is located somewhere in the region in the future. It's interesting because a lot of what we're doing is kind of unique at this point. When I was looking for related ordinances, there really wasn't much out there, and a couple had been adopted. I think another one has been adopted since I looked initially in other areas. And those areas were, in fact, areas that had dispensaries in the region. And so those ordinances were specifically structured to allow for delivery from a facility that was licensed in another jurisdiction. And we don't have that here at this point in time, so we had to take a somewhat different approach. But I think the definition of delivery service is broad enough to encompass a business that has a physical location. But again, we are trying to restrict it to three. The council had agreed with, I believe, the recommendation from the chief that we want to limit the number. And that was a model that did not exist. I was not able to find anything that provided that kind of regulatory approach. And so we tried to do the best we can to come up with something that made sense.
Okay. So the way I would understand it, then, if a dispensary is built, then the dispensary could create a delivery service that would qualify as long as there are not already three delivery licenses, permitted within the city, then that dispensary could create their own delivery service as long as it jumped through the other legal hoops that it needed to do in order to become that delivery service and could distribute their medical marijuana in that fashion.
I believe in the way we've structured the ordinance, that would be correct.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
I have a couple of concerns, and I was just curious, and this is more for a general public. Has there been funds allocated towards setting up the additional administration time for the city and the police department to review? And, I mean, it just seems like after reading this, the process that they're going to go through to permit it is pretty extensive, and it looks like that's time-consuming. If there's no budget in 2016, which I looked at the ratification report, which there wasn't, where is that money going to be cut from something else to accommodate the time and materials spent? I'm doing research on a person to see if they've ever had any legal charges or been involved in an accident or all the other things that were listed in this. That seems like a time-consuming thing. And how many people are you going to go through before you and spend all that time and find somebody that's had a drunk driving DUI ticket and they're canceled out, and then you go to the next person? So to me, that I think that's funds that's being taken away from other citizens, I won't say activities, but needs. And the other was, with that in consideration, maybe we should wait until the 2017 budget is out to allocate funds for this before we even vote to approve it. I mean, it's only been 2 months, 3 months, and we haven't even had the opportunity to see how the ordinance is being affected now. And the other thing is, where, just recapping on what he said, where's the deliveries coming from? We don't have them in Arroyo Grande. Where is their dispensaries located at the current time that they're coming from? And do you have an exhibit map showing where that 1,000 square feet is, or 1,000 foot distance from schools, preschools, libraries, and all those things? I mean, once you start establishing, 1,000 feet in a circular around that facility, you just got these little pockets that are going to be allowable, and a lot of those are going to be apartments, which aren't allowable. And then, as I read it, it was, they had to basically own their own property or get permission from a landlord, which I'm, have rental property, I wouldn't allow it. So, what's the large scope that we're dealing with here? It's such a small amount of area, and where are they getting it now? And to me, I think that if a person, on one other thing that I noticed in there was it said it could be delivered to their workplace. Well, how many employers are going to allow having marijuana delivered to their business, even in being medical marijuana? Doesn't seem, I've had businesses before and I wouldn't have that going either. So I just kind of want to know where the dispensaries are located. The other thing, it said that the cars would be identified that was delivery vehicles. And I thought, there's so much, you can't even pick up your cell phone or your computer, you get scanned. So how long is it going to be before the criminal end of it is going to pick up on those cars, and do they run the risk of being robbed? They're not going to have just one delivery there. So if they're coming to this area to deliver, they're going to have multiple deliveries, which is going to be a larger amount of medical marijuana. And if they followed that car, they're going to see exactly where that is going to be delivered. And to me, that's just opening up a situation where, robbery, burglary, theft, whatever, people coming in. So, my concern was more with how this is going to affect our local community. This has been a nice, quiet place my whole life, and I hate to see, get any worse than it already is. So, I don't know who wants to answer those questions.
I'm going to go ahead and start with your questions regarding what's this going to cost us. We're still sort of ferreting that out. Should the ordinance go forward, we'll be able to come back with a fee proposal with a better estimate of what the cost of providing the service would be, in other words, permitting service. And we'll be able to implement a fee. The council could adopt a fee that would recoup at least a portion of those costs. Might not cover some things like code enforcement. We're restricted in terms of what we can recoup in terms of code enforcement. So the fee fee information would subsequently come back, but most, you know, in terms of the service that the police provide, we can collect a fee to cover those costs. So the budget information probably does not have to be in place. We're going to be considering the budget at the June council meetings, and I don't think the implications are necessarily in there, but again, we're going to be really relying on that fee to be able to recoup those costs. In terms of where the dispensaries are, I know there's some up north. The chief can probably provide some additional information, as well as probably members in the audience, give you a better picture of sort of where those are up and running. And in fact, I'm going to hand it over to the chief regarding that, and probably the issue regarding the cars and the criminal one.
Good evening. I'll try to go in what basically I got four questions, I think, out of that. And just to go over really quickly on the fee study, for those of you who don't know, the police department currently permits a host of activities. If you're doing pretty much anything in Arroyo Grande, we're going to permit it in some way, from door-to-door sales, vending permits, food trucks, you name it. So we have a pretty active permitting process already in place in the police department. What we would be looking to do here would be to implement these kind of requirements into an existing permitting process that we have right now. And as Ms. McClish mentioned, there would be some fee study to determine the amount of time it takes to go through this program, which is not too much different than some others that we do, for example, to determine what the cost would be to permit someone. So that's how we would handle the cost related to that. It does add yet another permitting process, and pretty high-profile permitting process, to the list of duties that a part-time person, a permit technician, does. But that's how we would do it. As far as suppliers, obviously the suppliers would most likely not be dispensaries in San Luis Obispo County, since none are authorized in the county, I would say. So the suppliers would either come from, I would imagine, a grower in and around the area that the service provides, and that's one of the things that they're going to have to outline to us in the permitting process, or outside the area, wherever they purchase their product from. But there are no dispensaries in San Luis Obispo County, legal dispensaries. So that would be a question in the permitting process. As far as deliveries to apartments or condos or multifamily, there's no restrictions on those. That was just the cultivation. However, there is a restriction, as you pointed out, within 1,000 feet of a school. Not unlike a lot of restrictions we have within 1,000 feet of schools or parks or children congregate now. So, yes, if you live across the street from a school and have the need for medical marijuana, you may not be able to have it delivered to your home. You might have to make alternative arrangements based on the way the ordinance is currently written. Last but not least, the delivery concerns related to crime, vendor beware is what I would say. Just like anyone who is engaged in any kind of business in and around Arroyo Grande that's a mobile business, from the ice cream man to whoever, they are going to have to handle those concerns and be cautious of them. I don't envision a permit sticker or something that is highly visible to identify medical marijuana inside or anything like that, but simply similar to what we would do with taxi cabs or other permits.
And in that respect, the ordinance does say that they can't have any identification by advertisement or things like that other than the sticker. So it's not as obvious that that's what those vehicles consist of. I might jump in on a couple of things. I don't know that there's any restriction on delivery to a workplace in the ordinance, so that's something that an employer would have to deal with, just like any other employment issue when it comes to how they regulate and restrict the activities of their employees. The 1,000-foot limit was actually something that was recommended by one of the delivery services, so we incorporated that into the ordinance, but as Teresa indicated, that's something that we're kind of bringing to the commission's attention as far as whether that's something you want to recommend a change to. There is a provision in state law relating to more physical locations, dispensaries, which prohibit them within 600 feet of similar uses. So that might be something to consider. As far as, let's see, the 1,000-foot issue otherwise that was mentioned, that doesn't really relate to the cultivation. That's only in relation to delivery. Not sure if there was anything else. As was mentioned, the ordinance does have, in a number of places, provisions for the creation of fees to offset the cost of administration. And like a lot of other permit activities the city engages in, that would require some kind of justification because the fees will be limited to the cost of administering the law. So it would be anything in excess of that cost is a tax and can't be assessed. So there would have to be some kind of basis for the fee that would relate to the staff time and costs that go into administration of the law, issuance of permits. Certainly there'll be fees for fingerprinting and things like that that are components of the ordinance and components of the application process.
One other question was, will this be an ongoing monitoring where you're going to have an expense on that, or how are you going to monitor? I mean, somebody comes in and puts in the 10 by 10 square foot growing area, what's to stop them from putting in another bedroom? Or, I mean, do you monitor those on a regular basis, or is it just by complaint of neighbors?
I envision it as just similar to other code enforcement things we operate on, where it's a complaint-driven basis. When I say complaint-driven, it's not only someone picked up the phone and called. If the officers are legally there for some other call and see a violation, obviously they can take action. But we're not going to be going door-to-door knocking to check to see who has cultivation and how large the cultivation is. Our problems on cultivation, to be quite frank, have always been where the grow has gotten beyond what would be many people might consider reasonable for the neighborhood or for the area where they're at, and causing a nuisance to the neighbors. And I think that's also why we looked at limiting it to single-family dwellings instead of apartment or condominiums, where it may not be as suitable in those areas because of the smell and the lights and those kinds of things for grows.
Thank you. Commissioner Mack?
Well, I was trying to figure out what to do this weekend. I grabbed a New Times. Do you happen to see the sticker on the New Times? Is there a delivery service already happening in our neighborhood without a permit?
There are a lot of delivery services advertised in the New Times. There are doctors that are in Royal Grande that write the recommendations. As far as us actually having, I'm not going to say there's not anyone that delivers that we have not been aware of, but we do actively look into it if we receive complaints or observe delivery service.
So how do you, as the chief, police the other ones that don't go through the right procedures to get the permit and the ordinance that we're looking at today?
Well, we would probably handle it the same way we do any other permitted business that we have. For example, if we have taxi cabs that arrive or provide taxi services that are not permitted in AG, the officers can stop that service and actually cite them for a violation. Most of the time we start with a warning if they're not familiar with that. In this case, we may get calls, for example, for someone going to the front door of a place, making some kind of a delivery, like a suspicious person call. And if they arrive at the call and make contact with them, it's a delivery service that's not licensed, they can either be warned or cited under the section.
And in that respect, there's been a ban on mobile deliveries, mobile dispensaries, I think was the terminology, for a number of years. The intent of that, as I understand it, was to address delivery services. More recently, with the legislation that was adopted this fall, there was a provision in that statute that said that if you want to prohibit delivery services, you had to have an ordinance that expressly did so, which caused us to then revisit that as part of the process of going to the council with the analysis of the new law and recommendations and so on. But historically, at least for the last several years, there has been something on the books here that sought to prohibit essentially the delivery of medical marijuana. And as I understand it from discussions with the chief, there are many delivery services that simply will not come into this town because of that and deliver to the outskirts of the community to patients who are seeking medical marijuana.
So you have some authority to reprimand the service that comes in that doesn't have their permit? You have some type of...
Yeah, under the current, not this ordinance, but under the current ordinance, since what we're talking about is, as it was termed, mobile dispensaries, we could cite them under that section of the municipal code. And that is what we would envision here also.
So you do have music. Like maybe.
It talks about be adopted.
That this
the state.
The substance.
Bedroom.
Permits. Comes in and not every. Do we have
that's not. You can't have a
might be concerned. I need. What's good? And couldn't help. Or to keep.
or he San Francisco. Stories with medical care. Just want to the real deal. For clear change. Consultant service. New, but we in before with themselves. Patients. Having our keeping. We've kind of terrible things like mountain even. Changes or
Go in and say,
living. So that's not driving the vehicle. And I have it to you and your
I don't want to be.
That was my. Profitable as. Improved health.
Number 20.
Back into San Francisco. Sorry, we my job we would not. With the family.
Or is it?
Condition. That you that.
And they so that
can talk to. You know, into this just us didn't help. But it was because
drivers. We don't.
They're someone. We know it's three of them for. Requirements that
telling you. In their lap. In the because no.
Comment?
Patient.
changed request.
Ever.
Seem to standard.
Or for them. Resolution of adding.
is kind I like.
The motion.
Appreciate your time. Held a a little bit.
that
this question.
Our vendor.